Okay, Thumb-a-tears. Welcome back to the Idle Thumbs podcast. It's been a long gap, but we have for you an emergency broadcast, a WTS broadcast, if you will, brought to you by myself, Spath, and Marek Bronstring, and also we have Lawrence Bishop.
Hello.
Who many people do not know, but he is here.
He will be providing background sounds.
Marek has the scoop on what is going on and why we are having an emergency podcast.
Yes, this is breaking news. This is big time. A bombs of Droppenton, so to speak. Anyway.
A bombs of Droppenton?
Yeah. E3, as we know it, is dead. And it was just reported by GameSpot and Next Generation that E3 2007 is actually canceled, as well as all E3s ever. Apparently a couple of publishers pulled out because they felt that it was too costly for them. So no more E3, which is kind of a big deal, don't you think?
So at the moment, it's kind of a rumor at the moment, but it's also being reported by all the big names. Which means that it isn't.
Yeah, and there will be an official announcement in like 2 days or whatever.
So it could be being blown out of proportion. I mean, there are two alternatives being discussed, right? Either it's completely gone, say next gen, or it's being dropped down to some kind of pathetic. I've heard numbers from 60,000 dropping down into the hundreds. Which is kind of stupid, because that means like one person from each development company, and less than that, with nothing.
Yeah.
So there are the two extremes. I'm not sure what's going on. Doug Lowenstein or Doug Lowenstein or however you pronounce that.
Doug Lowenstein, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently
he's the president of the ESA.
We'll announce it.
Yeah. And so GameSpot said that there will apparently be another event somewhere else, not in Los Angeles, that will be meeting rooms only, so there will be no booths, no booth babes, nothing of the kind. And actually, that sounds kind of good.
Is that what you feel about it? You feel that it needs to die?
Yeah, definitely. We've been saying it for years, and I never actually expected it to die, to be honest. But it was
kind of hemorrhaged itself.
Yeah, it was getting too big. There were way too many people standing in lines everywhere. Nothing really got done there. And the irony is that most publishers actually moved all their real demos away from E3, and it just gave the journalists demos in the week before E3. So why have E3 at all?
Well, I know for a fact that there were certain publishers who were considering not going this year or next year at all, or some were even threatening to rent floor space but not put anything there, things like that. And for the price that you can rent the floor space there, you could rent the Holiday Inn just across the road there. You could just get all of that and have some kind of other press event of your own. But it's just across the road, so you just have to tempt people over there. It does seem a little like throwing toys out of the pram. It does seem a little extreme that they've suddenly gone, "No, we're not going to have it anymore. Oh, no."
It's pretty extreme. Actually, I read that the city of Los Angeles, in the 3 days that E3 is held there, actually the various businesses there receive $50 million of income from the show alone.
Is that the drug dealers?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's a really big deal, and I'm thinking about all the consequences of this. There's like a popular games TV show here in Holland, and half the season is filmed at E3. You know, it's become this big institution, and it's going to be weird not seeing it next year. But, and I guess what I'll miss is the big three press conferences.
Well, like, one thing is that, every May, the world explodes. The gaming world explodes with news, and then there is no news, which is probably the main reason that there hasn't been a podcast since E3 until now. I mean, we considered trying to do one, we failed to do one, but mainly it's like all the news gets dried up in a huge, massive drought of death and destruction. The one thing I do wonder is, like, I would have liked to have gone one last time. And Lawrence is here, and Lawrence has never been. Like, what do you feel?
Well, I feel like, you know, I wanted to go. But the thing is, I think it, even though it's going, you know, if it's cancelled forever, something else is bound to take its place.
Right, absolutely.
There's no way that a massive, they're not going to have a massive news show for the games industry after this goes. It will automatically replace itself. There's no way
in
not.
In some way or another.
Yeah. It may replace by something better that isn't the balls kneeing robot, you know?
It has just caused it. It has just kneed the balls into a kind of cancer or hemorrhaging, bleeding death of horror. But I don't know. It's kind of strange. It's kind of a huge relief.
Yeah.
And now maybe I can spend £500 going somewhere else every May. Or, you know? I was planning on going next year, and I kind of look forward to it in a way, but it's a relief of our shoulders. But what will happen?
Wouldn't it be good, though, to have like 3 or 4 events in a year that are cool? Like, maybe Penny Arcade Expo could sort of live up to that, or...
I don't know if PAX could take the burden.
No, but at least they could sort of get the gamer sort of mainstream sort of part of it.
The consumer side of it rather than the industry
side
of it.
Well, that's the other thing, though. You'd think that E3 would just decide to... Because E3 is primarily 3 days long, and it's all developers, publishers, media, you know, people that work in the industry, basically. You'd think they'd just add a consumer day on the end and charge, like, $15 to get in. And then it would pay for a whole load of that space. It's strange that they haven't just decided to do that instead of just kind of going, oh, I'd like to know the real reasons behind it. If it's pressure from all the publishers saying, fuck you, we're not coming, or if it's, you know, Doug Lund's boys out of the pram and spasticating out because no one wants to pay him any money anymore, or if it's something else. Mm-hmm.
Maybe instead of trying to fix E3, they just want to burn it and from the ashes build something else, you know?
it's like the extreme, exactly. It's like, fuck it, burn it, kill it, and start again. So, like, the thing about E3 is I think it became, it's meant to be an in-industry event, right? It's meant to be for industry, but it's actually not. Okay, so it's like the eyes of the world are on E3, of the consumer, and everyone in the industry is there, but there's also these elaborate shows and extreme fireworks and massive booths, and no one in the industry actually gives a flying shit about all these things. They just want to kind of, I don't know, imagine having a meeting there if you're a publisher or a developer. In no fucking way are you having a meeting there. It's too loud. Yeah. So, they need to have a version of E3 where it's what it's meant to be, where you can go and have meetings and do business, and then they have to have like a version of E3 where all the media can come and expose everything that's awesome and everyone can show off their stuff to the world. And then they also need a final version of E3 where everyone from the public can pay money and come and see it or not pay money.
The legend of E3 became bigger than E3 itself, really, which is, I think, the problem.
It became a gaming mecca.
Yeah,
everyone had to
some of the smaller gaming sites are worried, though, that they will no longer have access to a lot of things. But I kind of disagree with that, because if you're a small site and you go to E3, you don't have a lot of access to things anyway. Publishers are really smart about, you know, making various levels of access at the show. So there's not much they will miss out on. And actually, if you get a little bit more creative and go to like Comic-Con or GDC or that thing in Leipzig or whatever, you could probably still do great coverage without E3.
Right. Now, well, I mean, we're a small site, right? But we have random, you know, we're kind of insider trading kind of things going on sometimes. But I think that it's the opposite indeed. Like, E3 is so massive that, you know, in order to get the access, you have to be a massive site. Whereas I think publishers, especially the ones that I deal with when I'm working, I'm getting way more conscious to the small bloggers, and they realize that it's all about, you know, opinion that spreads from the opinion makers, you know, such as Penny Arcade, for example, which is obviously a huge blog, but they are the opinion, you know, everyone, if they say something's good, then a billion people go, hey, Penny Arcade said that's good, I will get it, right? So I know
have you noticed
a lot of people are making Penny Arcade things good, or whoever. So smaller blogger sites as well, they want to spread the word out, and, you know, Peter Moore had the blog bus, right?
Yeah, the blog bus. I was going to talk about that, yeah.
So you know more about the blog bus than I do.
The blog bus, yeah, is apparently a bus that is stationed outside of E3 and bloggers can go there, like Joystick and like the cool blogs, they get access and they can talk to Microsoft executives and stuff, which is, you know, that's pretty neat access to their guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, sorry, I was scared my microphone wasn't working. But, yeah, so I think it's the opposite. Something will spring up, and for a start, okay, we don't even know if these claims are true, but, well, I guess we do, because everyone's reporting them, and they wouldn't if it was
if everyone is reporting it, then it must be true.
But, yeah, but there's, we don't know the truth of the matter, we don't know the full extent, we don't know the fallout, as it was.
Yes, don't panic, close the windows, close
and
the doors.
Someone will just go, well, E3 was kind of good in a way, so I'll just make a new event. And I go, San Francisco, let's make an event there. Who's here? Oh, Sega, LucasArts, and everyone else is just down the road. Hey, that's
all. Oh, you listed the major players right there, Sega and LucasArts.
Oh, man. And Double Park. Double Fine it there also. So that's all we care about. Also, LucasArts are not invited.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Someone will just kind of go, hey, let's do this thing instead. And the other thing is, what about the rest of the world, right? Next week or like in the next couple of weeks is Games Convention in Leipzig.
Yeah.
Which is likely to be, but it's 100% consumer driven.
And there's actually a lot of announcements there this year, which surprises me a lot.
Right, so there's still going to be gaming expos, there's just not going to be E3, the main American huge bloated one.
It's the same as the this model of the industry, the materialistic side is dying out, all the graphics and visuals is just falling away, and leaving the content in the other expos.
A nice metaphor or juxtaposition. But, so, will E3 die? Will it be gone? Will there be some kind of small E3, maybe E2, or E cubed, or squared, or just E? Well, who knows? There'll be something, I'm sure, and Doug Lowenstein is due to give some kind of address, I guess, in the next 48 hours, according to someone. I don't know when that time was recorded. But tune in next time, if indeed there will be a next time, to find out more. In fact, don't bother. Just find out more by reading the internet, and then next time maybe we'll discuss it. Farewell.
Goodbye.